Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, Jim Nagy. Jim, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, I know you're busy, so we appreciate the time, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me back on.
Jim, Bob's got a couple questions, but I'll ask you one first. I know everybody talks about quarterbacking because, man, you look at how, you know, the playoffs have signaled out. Either you got one or you're looking for one, and those big-timers get you to the big game. But I think the most intriguing part for me and what I do is the big men up front. And I really think defensive line, especially from picks 20 through about 38, to look at people like a Logan Hall from Houston. Jermaine Johnson, who I think is a really good talent, former Georgia player at Washington State, Florida State. Devontae Wyatt from Georgia. Cameron Thomas, the pass rusher from San Diego State, and certainly Phil Mathis, who's a Louisiana guy, played at University of Alabama. To me, that's where, man, you got some talent. That's where it's assembled that along that defensive line, and everybody's looking to upgrade their defensive line, either at end or tackle.
Yeah, no, Mike, you hit the nail on the head, and I think look no further than what happened this weekend in all the games. I mean, you had Tennessee's defensive line with DeNico Autry and Jeffrey Simmons, whatever they ended up having, 8 or 9 sacks as a group there in Tennessee. You got to put heat on the quarterback. As much as we saw the quarterbacks play great, but if you don't have a great one, you got to put heat on those guys anyway. And I'll take that back to my time with the Patriots. We had that undefeated team going into the Super Bowl against the Giants, and you know they got a lot of inside pressure on Tom Brady with guys like OC and Strahan and those guys. We couldn't block them, and it was just a game changer. So yeah, all those names you brought are great ones. I think all those guys got a chance to go, you know, in the late first round, like you said, in that 20 to 35, 40 range. And there's other guys like Arnold Ebiketie from Penn State, the guy that's getting some late first round love in the league right now. Majay Sanders from Cincinnati. So it's a really strong group. You know, you brought up Logan Hall was the first name you brought up. Peyton Turner's teammate from Houston last year, who we know Peyton ended up over there with the Saints in the first round last year. So if you need pass rush help this year's game, you're gonna find plenty of it in this year's Senior Bowl.
Now, Jeff, just talk about how much the Senior Bowl has grown in South Alabama, the whole Mobile, Fairhope community. I mean, it's unbelievable how this is like a major stop, a big part of what the NFL wants to do to promote the upcoming season and the future prospects.
Yeah, you know, we've worked really hard to continue to promote the game heavily on social media the last 4 years. That's been a big part of it. 4 years ago, we had just over 15 million impressions on social media. And this year, we just ended up 2021 with over 350 million impressions. So that's helped. That's helped just grow the visibility of the game. I think it's always been a big deal on the Gulf Coast here from, you know, the panhandle of Florida over to you guys in New Orleans. But it's taken on more of a national scope, and it's been a great game for a long, long time. We're just doing our best now to let everyone see what we're doing down here.
Now, Jim, how does this affect you because you look at the underclassmen versus You know, it's called the Senior Bowl for a reason. But I'm looking at my understanding last Friday, 73 underclassmen have been granted special eligibility for the draft. That's the fewest in the past 9 years. So does that even come into play, or I think that just fluctuates? And how do you view that with your aspect of the game going forward? Because it seems like you might have a number of other classmen, if they didn't go to NFL, you might not wait for the opportunity to be in a game and get the exposure like the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, no, those numbers are going down. It kind of hit a peak a couple of years ago. That number was close to 150 players.
Right.
Underclassmen. And now we're seeing kind of a downturn in that. And I think a lot of these guys have seen former teammates, you know, try to make that early jump to the league and not get drafted and have it not really pan out well for them. So I think we're seeing it kind of correct itself right now. But I'll say one thing. Like, we've 7 or 8 years ago when Phil Savage, my predecessor, was here at the game, the league office made a concession where you could bring juniors to the Senior Bowl if they'd graduated on time, because – you know, that's what kids are at school to do, right? They're there to get their diploma, so why stand in their way of a good opportunity if they've done everything they had to do, if, you know, in college? So we can bring juniors that graduate now. You know, we had 16 juniors in the game last year, which was an all-time high. And all you got to do is look at the quarterback position this year, getting Sam Howell from North Carolina and Carson Strong from Nevada, you know, two guys that a lot of teams in the league have first-round grades on right now. You know, those guys were juniors, so those guys are definitely helping our rosters. But I do, if you just look at the numbers, it looks like we've got more kids opting to go back to school for their last year because, again, I think they've seen a lot of buddies go down that path and not work out for them.
Jim, if somebody hasn't seen Jalen Tolbert from South Alabama, you know, and I've watched him closely the last couple of years, this guy's caught 146 passes, but 16 of them have been touchdowns, a long, lean receiver, and he's got some giddy-up after the step. He's not a household name, but I think this is an opportunity to push himself in with a spot, possibly late in round one, or certainly very early in round two. So your observation of Jalen Tolbert as a player, because Saints got the other guy from a year ago in Baker and drafted him in round seven. But I think a lot of eyes have been on Tolbert the last few years.
Yeah, Mike, we've been watching Jalen since his high school days here. He's a Mobile kid. He grew up and went to high school at McGill-Tulane High School here, a big Catholic school here in town, and stayed put and came to South Alabama and you know, had a phenomenal career. I think he's only one of four receivers in Sun Belt history to have over 3,000 yards receiving. Like you said, he's a guy that's almost 6'2". He's 200 pounds. He's going to run probably in the high 4.4s, I would think. You know, just talking to him today, you know, he's a guy that's working really hard. He's a good route runner. They kind of really showcased him in the offense this year with Major Applewhite coming down and being the offensive coordinator. They moved him around a ton. You know, last year Major was up at Alabama, and they really kind of used Jalen like they did Devontae Smith at Alabama the year before, just moving around and trying to get the ball in his hands any way they can. So, yeah, I think right now Jalen's probably projected to be a fringe top 100 guy, you know, that late third, early fourth. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think when it's all said and done, he's going to end up somewhere on day two. He's a really good player. You know, you bring up Kaywon Baker, who they drafted out of South Alabama, yeah. The Saints did. That was more of a special teams player they were drafting. If you draft Jalen Tolbert, you got someone that's going to come in and be able to help probably right away at wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, like you're talking about players who get their degree and they might still have some eligibility left. I'm looking at, I was reading this article, 27 players. You mentioned including quarterback Sam Howell from North Carolina, Carson Strong of University of Nevada. But when you get Oregon players like All-American defensive end, he sounds like he's from Louisiana, Kayvon Thibodeau, are entering this season's draft with eligibility remaining after finishing their degree and notifying the NFL. Then you look at a guy like Thibodeau, expected to be in contention for the first overall selection in this year's draft. Now, injuries limited to him, to 11, 14 games, whatever would occur with him. So those type players, if they know their draft status, is it almost, even though they graduated, they go, well, I'm not really going to the Senior Bowl because I already know I'm going to get drafted. How complicated is that for y'all?
The other thing, too, Jim can talk about, a lot of them go to meet the executives. Right, Jim?
Right.
Yeah, but they gotta get on the field, guys. Yep. Like, we don't just bring guys to come interview. They got to participate. And not even specific to Kayvon's situation, but, you know, the disappointing thing about some of the coverage of the draft is, like, way early. We're talking, like, last summer. And Kayvon Thibodeau was anointed to be – I mean, basically, the media was suiting this guy up for a gold jacket already. And,
right.
and not even specific to him, but a lot of kids see that stuff and they buy into it. And in all reality, that's not where the NFL has them. Yeah, this game makes sense for probably about 99% of the players in the draft. If a guy like Aiden Hutchinson, there's only four seniors this year that declined our invite, Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan being one of them. And I went to school with his dad at Michigan. And, like, when he called to tell me Aiden wasn't going to come, I didn't fight him on it. Aiden's going to be a top five pick.
You're right.
If you're going to be a top five pick, I get it. But if you're if you're somewhere in the middle of the first round and if you have a good week down here and can move up a couple spots, I mean, up there in that, this game makes more sense for those guys early in the draft than it even does the late round guys. Because if you go from like where Daniel Jones did a couple years ago to probably the somewhere in the 20 to 25 range and you go six overall, he made like $14 million down here. And that's with the GM saying that he fell in love with the player in Mobile. So, I think it makes sense for almost all these guys, but yeah, some of these guys kind of read where the NFL has them pegged, whether the NFL has them pegged there or not, and they kind of buy into that. Sometimes that can be a tough sell.
Jim, big offensive lineman, because now you have quarterbacks, and certainly while we talked about the defensive line, you got a big man like Trevor Penning and Bernard Raymond. But one of the guys, and you can talk about those two, but, man, Kennard to me is interesting. From Kentucky because, man, he got a keister on him. If I'm a running back, I just follow that big man downfield. And he's played tackle. A lot of people are looking at him inside. But this is a week for him to maybe showcase the fact that he can play tackle, especially right tackle.
Yeah, and can play guard. I mean, that really wasn't – I mean, again, these guys, I mean, all these offensive linemen are getting paid regardless of where you're lining up these days. It used, you know, left tackle used to be the primo position, but offensive line overall is so valued right now that all these guys getting paid, whether you play center or guard. But, yeah, Darian's a guy that he's probably in that late first, early second round mix right now. I think he can play tackle myself, but I think a lot of people in the league want to see him at guard, so he'll do some guard work down here. You bring up Trevor Penning. I think the only thing missing on Trevor's resume is his, you know, his, he hasn't shown it against true NFL guys yet. You put on the Northern Iowa tape at the FCS level. He is an absolute bully on tape. I mean, he's a dominant player. He's exactly what you want to see from a small school guy. And I think the last box he has to check is come down here and block some guys that'll play at the next level. And he could get from the late first round up into the top 10 or maybe even the top 5. I think he's got a chance to be one of the biggest movers coming out of our week. So,
Jim, I agree.
Those are some really good players.
I think he's one of these guys a lot of people don't talk about much, but I think he could end up being a top dozen pick. Athletically, there's not much he can't do. Nice to see how well or how quickly he can adjust to playing another level of competition. What about the young man, Jatari Carter from Southern? He played right up the road from me at White Castle High School. So how's Carter making out?
Yeah. We just got a Jatari recently. Really excited to get him. You know, we put our eyes on him for the first time. They opened the season at Troy. And one of our scouts, our director of football operations, Michael Coe, is up there checking him out. Came back really impressed. And, you know, he is a large human being. You've seen him, Mike.
Yes, he is.
He's thick everywhere. He is a big, thick dude. And he can come off the ball and move people. So, again, he's a little bit in the Kennard area. Like, he played tackle at Southern. Teams are going to want to see him play guard. So he's going to come down here and cross-train at both those spots. Last year we had two HBCU players in the game. Neither of those guys got drafted. One ended up, you know, Brian,
I'm blanking on Brian's last name right now. The corner from NC Central, went to camp with the Seahawks and ended up in the Saints practice squad. But these two guys, we got two guys. We got he and a corner from Fayetteville State, Josh Williams. And I think both those guys will get drafted this year. They're both really good players.
Now, you know, Jim, when you look at, obviously, everyone looks at the quarterback position. And obviously, look at you hear the name Matt Corral, Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral. And we were talking about Sam Howell and, you know, Carson Strong, my understanding, from Nevada. But who do you – because they said, I don't know, it's kind of a down year for quarterbacks, considering when you look at the outstanding quarterback play when you watch in the postseason. I mean, it was almost too good to be true, considering the players and, you know, Joe Burrow and obviously a lot of influence here. But, you know, we all know about Pat Mahomes.
And Josh. Even though he lost.
Yeah, even though he lost. But, I mean, that has to still be a big part when you're trying to attract to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, that, I mean, for us to have guys like Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott and Josh Allen and Justin Herbert playing our game, it's certainly
right.
An easy recruiting tool to get guys here to Mobile at that position. But, yeah, I mean, and the other guy, Malik Willis from Liberty, is going to be in that mix. You know, they're all different. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing about this quarterback group is that they all bring a little bit something to the difference of the table in terms of skill set. And there's different reasons to really buy into them, and there's reasons to kind of have reservations on them. I'll say this, like, you know, this is we see it every year. There's guys that get drafted high that don't pan out, and then you've got some guys in the mid rounds that do. And even in last year's class, you got Davis Mills from Stanford, who Houston took in the third round.
Yep.
You could make an argument. Mac Jones was the best rookie quarterback, and Davis Mills was the second best.
Yes.
And those guys were the fifth and the sixth quarterback taken in last year's draft. I mean, those guys both had better rookie years than the number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence. So it'll be like this year's class. None of those guys might not be being talked about as top 10 picks right now. But that's not to say a year from now we're on the phone talking about that group, and you could have a couple guys that have really good rookie seasons.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Like I said, I know it's a busy time, and we want to, you know, thank you for everything you do at the Senior Bowl and highlighting these players from all across the country and getting them to come there. It is the focal point. You know, like Bobby and I talked about this. Man, years ago, maybe growing up, everybody wanted to go to Hawaii. Where their deal is, I can make my name at the Senior Bowl, and then I can pay for that trip to Hawaii.
Right.
I don't need to play in the Hula Bowl. So what you've done and people before you, just been phenomenal to really put this game on the football map. And everybody wants to go down there to see it.
Yeah, even though, Jim, is Reese's still a sponsor? Because I remember that. Like, Reese's being a big part of the Senior Bowl.
He's looking for candy.
No, the thing is, I don't know why I remember that, but I'm like, oh, yeah, Reese's is really participating in the Senior Bowl. Are they still a big part of it?
They are. Reese's is still our title sponsor. We are the Reese's Senior Bowl. And they just dropped off a 400-pound pallet of candy the other day. So if you need anything, just let me know. We'll send you some boxes.
Right. He'd be like a rat. Them bags would be popped open, Jim. I guarantee.
Reese's peanut butter cup. Who doesn't like that?
Man.
Who doesn't like that? Come on.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Jim.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.